Kristen Myers, I don't know if you want to tackle pet insurance or eating out, or we stick to the topic we had planned, Kristen.
I actually have a lot to say about pet insurance, surprising.
Well, do you want to give it to us in a minute? We were on the topic anyways.
I mean, I can. I actually pay a little over $86 a month for pet insurance for my dog, which is not insignificant.
Right.
But I will say he needed surgery. He also tore his ACL. But even more expensive than that, he got something stuck in his stomach, and they wanted to charge him $12,000. Mm. Thankfully, I had pet insurance that covered it, so I think I only had to pay about $800 out of pocket. The insurance covered the rest.
Right. And one texter brought up a good point that pet insurance premiums are a function of age and size of the dog, just like it is when, you know, it's based on our age, too, right? Life insurance and stuff like that. So sometimes you can't get it. So it might be something that you buy early, you spend a lot, and then one day it pays off. I don't know. I was surprised that only 26% of people got it.
When it comes to pets, I'm telling you, it will always pay off. They will always eat something, get into something. And when it comes to pet care, it's always incredibly expensive. I actually think my dog has better health insurance than I do. So.
Well, you should talk to the folks at The Balance about that. Your column is always a great read. It's making sense. And this is a great question that people do ask, right? If they have some extra cash or they're feeling okay, do I pay off my mortgage early? What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, so this is always going to be a game of numbers, right? So if you just ask the general question, should I pay off my mortgage faster? I will say yes. And the reason is this. When you pay off a loan faster, it means you're going to save money in the interest rate, how much you're actually paying the bank. That's how much money they're making off of you to essentially lend you money. Now, especially if you're getting a mortgage right now with interest rates well over 6%, you're going to be saving thousands, I mean, tens of thousands, depending on how quickly you pay off that loan. So that's not an insignificant amount of savings that you're really going to have by just paying off that loan faster. And if anyone's thinking, well, how do I do that? Just think, add on one extra full payment every single year. So instead of doing 12 monthly payments, do 13. And you can actually shave off well over a year off the life of your loan.
Do you just write a bigger check or make a bigger deposit and then it automatically comes off the principal? Or do you have to let them know what you're doing and say, hey, this is for the principal?
No, you absolutely can just send extra money. You can do it any way you want. If you're, let's say your mortgage payment is $1,000 a month, you can just send them $1,500 a month, for example, every month. Or you could send them $1,000 a month. And then in the last month, perhaps you send them $2,000. So you give them two payments, for example, instead.
All right. So there's another school of thought, though. I want to bring this up because as David Hochberg, our mortgage guy and here GN, always talks about, so many Americans, you know, did great. They got the low rates, or they refied. Like, something like 80% of people have a sub-4 mortgage rate. What if you're saying, well, hold on, why pay extra when I can make more than 4%? Maybe not on the stock market. This year's a good example. Over the long term, if I put it towards that, or heck, an I-bond, or heck, you know, a treasury, which is now giving you some money that's around or above my mortgage interest rate, why wouldn't I put the money there instead?
So this is such a great question. And in fact, a reader that wrote into me was asking this question. They had a mortgage rate locked in at less than 3% interest rate. And in good times, for example, when the market is giving you an average return of 10%, or if you were investing over the last couple of years where the markets were giving actually about 26%, absolutely, you are actually better off taking that extra money or that 13th mortgage payment in the year and investing it, because the money that you'd make in the return would be much higher than the money that you would be saving in the interest rate that you're paying on your mortgage. It's always going to be, however, a game of numbers. How much money were you planning to put extra on that mortgage payment? Mm-hmm. And that's when you really start to kind of crunch those numbers. If you were only planning to put an extra $50 or $100 on, you know, that mortgage payment, even with a high yield savings account or putting it into the market when times were good, of course, or an I-bond, it's really not going to offset what you were going to perhaps be gaining by paying off that mortgage faster. So you really kind of have to pull out that calculator. But I think we're making a very good point here. There's a lot of places out there where you actually might be able to make more money to really offset some of the quote-unquote losses in your mortgage. And speaking of the I-bonds, I feel like I need to do a shout-out.
Yeah, please.
It's October. 9.62% on the Series I savings bond. You have until October 28th, I'm going to say it again, October 28th, to really lock in that 9.62% return for the next 6 months. So if that's something you're interested, you need to run, not walk, to treasurydirect.gov to buy that.
And they redid the website. One last thought on the mortgage thing. People always ask me, and the first thing I say is I'm not a financial expert despite hosting this show. I've learned a lot, but I learn from people like you and other great experts. I think it's psychological, right? I think a lot of it is, does that mortgage bother you knowing how much you owe the bank, or is it just a monthly payment you make, you lock in, and you're fine with? Do you feel more comfort if you have more in emergency savings? Do you feel more comfort if your E-Trade account or whatever it may be is growing fast for fun spending money, or just chicken money, as Terry Savage calls it? I think a lot of it is psychological, right, Chris? It's what you prefer and where you'd rather put your money.
With most things, when it comes to money, a lot of it is psychological,
yeah,
or emotional.
Right.
And I have to say that if you're choosing between, you know, padding your emergency savings, especially when we're, you know, potentially very likely heading into a recession, or investing, or paying off your mortgage faster, I'm thinking these are all three very good options. And so I'm never going to really beat anyone up for choosing one of those options over the other. And as you're mentioning, it can be very psychological. It can be very, very emotional. But those three are all very good options, and I think there's merits to all three. And so sometimes when it comes to money, you kind of have to just do that check with yourself.
Right.
You know, how am I actually feeling about the money that I'm spending and where my money is going?
For sure. Kristen Myers from The Balance, we appreciate it.
Of course.